Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Happy Monday, February 23rd, 2026.
Happy Monday. We are on the ever-evolving travels across my house today as the kids are virtual school downstairs and I'm upstairs. I suspect by our live this afternoon, though, Chris, I will have moved because I don't think they're both going to survive downstairs together.
Good. Boy, I miss those
agile
days.
That's an agile mindset right there, George.
Yeah, it is.
Embracing it.
Yeah, you got to. You got to, man. I remember those days. Woo-wee. The good thing is they all grow up and then they become adults.
I already said whoever's the loudest shouting at the other one is the one that has to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the passionate one for sure. Take that passion somewhere else. We're bringing it here for updates. Just a few today, but looks like I've got my my gray frame.
You do.
I don't know.
How do you feel? Not strong.
Not great. I'm gonna be honest. The maroon, you know, is growing on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's navy.
Oh, is what?
Is that the original?
Navy?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the original? Is that where we're at?
Well, not like the original, but like, I don't know how is it that I have navy, Chris has black, and then George, do you have maroon or what's your?
No, I have gray. I switched from the maroon like, oh, I don't know. The same day that it came out, I went back to whatever I could be other than that.
Clearly there's some algorithm in place that knows what I skip over based on my color blindness or lack thereof. So that is automatically choosing gray. Okay. Something else that's automatic for you now.
Nailed it.
Supported in import for date, time, properties. What is it? You can now include time zone offsets when importing date, time, properties. Previously, you needed to make sure all of your timestamps were converted to your portal's local time zone before importing.
Why does it matter? If your team works across multiple time zones, it can be tricky to accurately reflect timestamps when importing data. We currently assume all date time properties reflect the portal's default time zone. Supporting time zone offsets gives power users more control over their data.
Nice.
This is very nice. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've like, I've probably run into this. But I think, I don't know if I've had data that like the time is so important, like the exact time that I stress too much about this, but I can imagine there are instances where that specific time is more important.
Well, I think my brain immediately went to things like activities or notes or like potentially stuff like that. But just the fact that this is even a thing now that you can pay attention to. My assumption, and I don't usually like to make assumption. My assumption is that a lot of mere mortal human HubSpot users just don't even know all the import powers that they have at their fingertips when they're importing data, to be honest with you. And so this is just another level of making it more awesome.
Indeed. And, thanks, Paul. That's probably exactly what's happening. So thank you for bringing us back down to earth. If A/B testing is a thing in HubSpot for sure.
Yeah, if I wake up one morning, it's cyan, I'm opting out of the A/B test. I'm just saying.
Yep. I'm surprised I haven't gotten a feedback survey yet about color preferences.
Right.
Number two today, filter insights. What is it? Granular filter insights show you how each filter affects your segment size in real time as you build it. As you create or refine a segment, you'll see how many records match at each step, which filters expand or narrow your audience, and filters with no effect flagged at zero matches.
Very nice. Why does it matter? Previously, building complex segments involved guesswork. You'd add filters, save the list, and check results matched if results matched expectations. This made it hard to know which filters were helpful, harmful, or ineffective. With granular filter insights, you can test filters as you go, saving time, immediately identify unexpected filter behavior, create precise segments that match your exact needs. This leads to faster, more confident segment building and improved targeting for your campaigns.
You know, I've always believed that lists, aka segments inside of HubSpot, has been one of the like most powerful pieces if people are leveraging it right. And it has been really interesting over the last 6 months to a year to watch things get added to segment settings and places that you can use segments. And now this like removal of what used to be the black hole of zero. Well, that must not work. Oh, 5 billion. Okay, those filters work. Is amazing. Like, this is such a good update.
Yeah. Man, I'm sure like there's some ideation that might be possible as you see some unexpected numbers hit.
Yeah.
A lot of data cleanup happens in those moments too. Should be numbers, but it's saying zero. Let's go figure that out.
Yeah.
Meeting note taker continues to get updated. What's changed? Recordings are now stored for 2 years instead of indefinitely. Interesting.
But is that not the answer to the question that I asked like on Friday?
Oh, you did.
Is that not the answer to, hey, I wonder if HubSpot stores the recordings mm-hmm. and if I remove them from Zoom, are they still, did somebody just put that there for us because of, we'll say it's because of the show, even if it's not.
It's always you.
Yeah. If, you know, HubSpot, you want to just build us into the continuous improvement process, like you clearly are doing. Just let everybody else know, not asking for anything else. Meeting note taker improvements as of last Friday. We've made a couple of updates to the note taker based on your beta feedback. Support for rescheduled meetings. The note taker should now be joining all meetings that have been rescheduled as expected. Change in when the note taker joins the meeting. The note taker now joins right at the meeting start time instead of 2 minutes prior, and will continue to wait up to 5 minutes in the meeting until the host joins. Got speaker mapping. Now, when viewing the transcript in the post-meeting experience, you should now see speaker names and identification for the participants in your meeting. And we have recordings that are now stored for 2 years instead of indefinitely. This speaker mapping part, man, that is powerful. I think people might be surprised at how often that is not happening in your transcripts mm-hmm. from whatever software you're mm-hmm. using. So,
yeah, speaker mapping is huge. That's one of the main reasons I really like my Fathom recorder is the speaker mapping has been pretty reliable there.
Yeah. And so if that's been something you've been waiting for before trying Meeting Note Taker in HubSpot, wait no longer. Come check it out.
Yeah.
Because if there is no doubt, if you can get this data into HubSpot, man, value and opportunity at every turn.
Without a doubt.
In development, 90-day auto disable for unused URL redirects. Forward-looking statement at the front here. In development, what is it? Starting September 8th,
2025. Wow, we're going back in time.
Right after inbound last year, URL redirects that haven't been used in 60 days will be automatically disabled. Disabled redirects will appear grayed out in your URL redirects table, but can be reactivated anytime. Clearly, one of the things they still have to figure out is whether they're going to choose 60 or 90 days as they as they develop this update. Why does it matter, Casey?
Why does it matter? This change helps optimize your website performance in redirect management by automatically cleaning up unused redirects while improving your site speed. You maintain full control. You can re-enable any disabled redirect or turn off the auto disable setting entirely. You'll also gain better visibility into redirect usage to help you decide what to keep active.
Okay, I was about to throw a fit, but I don't need to throw a fit.
Because you can turn it off.
Because, or turn off the auto disable setting entirely. Because like some of us do, yeah, some of us do pretty links. Like for instance, a good YouTube strategy is like, by the way, don't go to this URL. I'm making some junk up right now. Sidekickstrategies.com/your ebook. And some of us like to do 301 redirects where that actually goes to something with some UTM parameters, even though we don't want them to see the UTM parameters. And therefore then goes to the actual landing page with your free ebook, which is like sidekickstrategies.com/ again, made up URLs. And so like, if you're doing a strategy like that, you would want this turned off because you don't know when somebody's going to hit that YouTube video, when somebody's going to click that link, when somebody's going to need to be injected with those UTM parameters because they're going to download your free ebook. Like, so I won't pitch a fit. But there's a little tidbit of maybe something you could do with 301 redirects other than normal 301 redirects.
I agree. I was ready to throw the same fit. So
yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Pretty links. I've always heard them vanity links. Pretty links. Yeah.
Pretty links, vanity links. Yeah. I think pretty links is actually the name of the WordPress plugin that I used for years and years and years before I used HubSpot CMS, because your boy used to be WordPress guy before he became HubSpot CMS guy.
Fun facts every day on the show.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
What's going to win out here, 60 days or 90 days?
Who knows?
I mean, usually like campaigns last like a quarter. So maybe 90 days.
Maybe 90 days makes more sense.
90 days makes more sense. I mean, this whole update kind of stresses me out. The idea of like setting up a redirect and then like it just automatically stopping working. I get that it's a page speed thing, but the whole thing kind of stresses me out. So like 90 days makes me feel at least a little better.
Well, and you'd think by the 60, but definitely by the 90, because I think part of this is by that amount of time, like Google, Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo, Yop, whatever. Like they should know, oh, that page was redirected, like, because I think that's why these could go away, is because it's basically trying to like give the SEO juice of something that you changed, like, anyway,
right?
Yeah. The fact that we went back in time also stresses me the flip out to September 8th 2025, when I know it's almost March 2026, but there's that.
So maybe that's 2026 is the intent. URL redirect team.
I don't know.
Work to do on this update card.
I mean, it's Monday morning at 8:55, and I might need a drink already just because of this update.
Yeah. Oh man.
I feel that in some other ways.
Well, yeah, you're, because your kids are staying home from school. You're like, it's a wine day.
All right. What else is going on this week? We've got the HubSpot Helpline call-in show on Wednesday at 10 a.m. on LinkedIn Live, 10 a.m. Central. We've got Value First Scoring later today with Riley and Casey, doing a couple of unboxings this week. Value First Data with Clement and Casey, talking about AI data readiness with Trisha and Miriam, and then rounding out the week, Value Path Value First Partner. Just all these moments of learning. Come and check it out. Usually, even though it says Value First everywhere, you know, we understand the audience is HubSpot focused. So there's a lot of HubSpot goodness you can find in there too. But definitely Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on LinkedIn Live. Come hang out on the HubSpot helpline. You can give us a call beforehand, leave a voicemail, or in recent weeks, people are having some success just showing up live and asking their questions and getting some answers. That's been a good time. Remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central, or catch us anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody.